Hi, I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. We're back to bring you headlines from around the world and out of this world. The U.S. political spotlight is on Texas today as that state holds its presidential primary election. We're going to have results on that later on this week. But we start today with some sights and sounds from the Memorial Day weekend. You saw one of the traditions associated with Memorial Day right there, the president laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Memorial Day pays tribute to the men and women who died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Ceremonies around the country honored their sacrifices. Another tradition focuses on the sons and daughters of those fallen U.S. troops. Athena Jones has more.
The Good Grief Camp. 11-year-old Caleb lost his father, Air Force Captain Cortez Durham, in a helicopter accident in Italy 4.5 years ago. Caleb and his brother Christian are joining 1,200 children, parents, and other families of fallen service members as part of an event sponsored by the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, or TAPS. The Durham family looks forward to it each year.
I brought my kids 5 months after my husband died because I wanted them to know they were not the only kids who had lost a parent, either mother or father in the military. And I wanted them to know that there is a place they can go to where they feel normal and where they feel like they don't have to always talk about what happened. But we're all here for the same reason.
TAPS has been bringing survivors together on Memorial Day weekend since 1994, with grief seminars for the adults and the day camp for the kids.
Grief is not a mental illness. Grief is not a physical injury. Grief is a wound of the heart. And the absolute most therapeutic comfort for someone who is grieving the loss of a loved one is to talk with another young widow who was pregnant at the time of the loss, a mom who is grieving the loss of her only child.
What does this weekend mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
That even though your parent or your husband or wife died, you can still have fun, and I think that's what this camp's for.
For families like the Durhams, this weekend is an important reminder they're not alone.
If you go to the spotlight section on our homepage, you'll see a link to something called Home and Away. This is an interactive site that lets people pay tribute to U.S. service members who lost their lives in Iraq and Afghanistan and share memories of the fallen. Some Memorial Day's activities in the southeastern U.S. were canceled because of a storm. Florida and Georgia especially felt the effects of this. It was called Beryl, and you can get a sense of the kind of impact it had from the wind and waves in this video. The storm was downgraded to a tropical depression by yesterday, but it still caused some damage along the East Coast. Thousands of people lost power. Some roads were closed because of power lines being down. Ivan Cabrera has more details on these kinds of storms, including how they get their names and the role that they play in global weather.
A tropical cyclone is an area of low pressure that forms in the tropical regions of the world. Cyclones are actually very important, even though, of course, they can be deadly. They help essentially balance out the temperature across the globe. They are an equalizer, so they take the heat energy from the tropics and they translate that where we need it into the colder climates. The generic term for it is a tropical cyclone. That can refer to any cyclone that has a closed center of circulation anywhere in the world, like in the Atlantic, when they get strong enough to a certain wind speed, we call them hurricanes. But if you're in the Western Pacific, a hurricane is called a typhoon. There is no difference between a hurricane and a typhoon, except in the name, they're both tropical cyclones. The naming system is based on the World Meteorological Organization. There's a list of names. Depending on the basin In the Atlantic Basin, we recycle the names every 6 years. If a storm becomes particularly intense or is devastating for a coastline or has a lot of casualties associated with it, we retire the name and don't use it again. For example, Hurricane Katrina, that name will never be used again.